boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I did it again. I got got by these dang Built Bars.
It's my fault. I kind of feel like it's my fault.
100% it's your fault. You encouraged and you influenced me into buying. If you don't know, we, Those Girls in the Afternoon, are obsessed with Built Puff Bars.
We are.
You started
that obsession. Oh, yeah, I did.
They're just a good sweet treat that is probably similar to eating a candy bar. I don't know. I don't care. They taste good. They come out with fun flavors. And anytime they come out with a fun flavor, we send them to each other. Because they can be a little difficult to get your hands on.
Mm-hmm. Last night, I see, I'm on TikTok, and I see they're going live because they have a new flavor. And I literally screenshot it, and I said, oh, hell, here we go again.
Well, yeah, because what was it? 3 weeks ago,
yes.
They came out with a birthday cake flavor. I found it on a TikTok live. Your girl ordered on a TikTok live. And I was a little disturbed because they shouted me out, like, Taylor, we got your order. And I'm like, who are you? Why do you know where I am ordering my Built Bars? That I was embarrassed about. But you sent me that last night that they have a watermelon sour puff.
Yeah.
So I decide I'm going to leave it into the universe's hands. If I get on TikTok and stumble across a live, it must be meant to be that I need to order. I didn't go out searching for it. What do you know? 10 minutes later, I'm on a live and they're selling watermelon Built Puff Bars. And I look at my boyfriend Curly and he looks at me and I go, sweetie, I got to do this. I must. And I place my order and the guy on the live goes, all right, Taylor. He was a Southern man, sweet man. Taylor, we got your order and that's going to be put in the mail. And I was like, this is the best day of my life. He gave me an air horn. He cheered me on in his Southern accent. And now my Built Puff Bars are in the mail, baby.
So did you like it better this time? When you got called out only because in the live, the guy was, you know, blasting you with an air horn?
Yes. I was excited. My boyfriend Curly was like, yeah, you go. It was so much fun. I want to do it again for a slight $30 box.
I got a text earlier today from Jaden at night. She had to be here because we had a jock meeting. She'll be back again to do the night show. But she said, random question for you. Do you have cat food in your car? Which, you know, as the resident crazy cat lady, I feel like I get that title because I have the most cats, probably.
Yeah, well, yeah, you deserve it.
4 cats, 2 dogs. You would think I had cat food on me at all times, but I don't. But it hit me in that moment. I'm like, you know what? Maybe I should start carrying cat food because we always have stray cats in this. I don't know what it is about this area that the company property is on,
mm-hmm.
but there's always stray cats. We've even had kittens out here before.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured, I'm like, oh, she might have saw a stray cat. She needs me to help her. But there's even been times where I'm like driving, you know, somewhere and there's just cat on the side of the road that I'm trying to capture.
Mm-hmm.
I should be having a little Ziploc bag of cat food in my purse ready to go at all times.
You what? Want it to happen so bad.
What?
The cat distribution system.
I do. I really do. What's wrong with a fifth?
Well, at some point, the cats take up more space in the house than the humans.
We got nothing else. It's just us two humans. We can afford another cat.
Okay, if you say so.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
We've been talking about embarrassing email addresses over the last couple weeks. Because I think it was Gmail that announced they are allowing people to go in and change their embarrassing, like, John Cena lover 89.
You are still stuck on this John Cena lover.
Somebody out there had that.
I'm going to email John Cena lover and see if I get a response.
Please do. I got to know who it is. I know it's taken. It has to be.
T TBD. We'll come back tomorrow and see if we have anything.
Oh, I'm doing it. Yeah, I think you should. We talked about that, how you can change them now, and then how I actually never had an embarrassing email address because I always just used my name. I don't know what it was in my brain that said, don't do that. You're going to regret it when you're 18 and applying for real jobs. But now I'm seeing that you can set up your future child's email address for them so that they don't have to worry about securing their name or giving themselves an embarrassing email. Let me explain.
I've heard of people doing this with Instagram.
Exactly.
Like parents doing this for their children, like for social media.
Uh-huh. So that you can just have John Smith.
So your handles can all be the same.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Well, now you can do it for email. It's through this Swedish company, Proton, where basically you can reserve their email address, keep it sealed with no inbox, no activity logs for up to 15 years until the teenager is ready to use it. So it's a little different than like a Gmail or an Outlook or whatever, because that will file up with like junk mail and spam and all of those things. This is a little different because it's basically like dormant. You've reserved the name, but it's not going to be in use until the teenager is ready to do it. The only thing is, like, you got to have your kid's name, like, nailed down very early in advance to be doing this, I suppose.
Question.
Sure.
Imagine, like, let's say this already existed. Can you imagine you turn 15 and Mama Kris Jenner, you wake up on your 15th birthday and she presents to you, Taylor.
My very own email?
Yeah. Would you have liked that?
I feel like I have such a long last name that it's never been an issue for me to get my first and last name. But whereas if I had like a Taylor Smith or a really generic name, I probably would be like, oh my gosh, she's so cool for that. What a G. Instead of having to be Taylor Smith 8776564, you know?
I think at the age of 15, I don't think I would have respected it.
You would have thought it was nerdy?
No, I would have said, you're so dumb. Why did you do this? Let's be honest. At 15, you think your parents are so stupid. Be honest.
Okay.
You're dumb. When you're 15, you just don't think your parents are cool.
Right.
You're at that stage where you're like, they're dumb, they're lame, right? Mm. They're not cool again until like you're 18, right? So I would have thought that was dumb and lame. I would have been like, where's, I don't know, my junk food. I would have thought that was dumb.
Okay, then I guess don't set one up for your future child.
But I'm just saying, I think I would have hated it. But I would have left it.
It would have circled back around.
It would have come back around at 30. 30, I would have been grateful. But at 15, I would have said, man, Mom, that was dumb.
And then 15 years of being ungrateful, you're ungrateful.
It's those girls in the afternoon. And trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
One year ago today, we moved in to what I hope is our forever home.
Dude, that's insane. I feel like it feels like it's been longer than that, but also like you just bought it yesterday.
I know. It same thing. It feels like exactly what you said. But a lot has happened in the last year. Mm. I mean, we've bought so many things for the home, like a new bed to, you know, more furniture to decor to... Neighbor man's working on landscaping. I'm not, but he is.
Your outlets.
Yes, we just got new outlets. Yeah, lots of things. More pets.
That's a big one.
But a lot is happening in a whole year of having a home.
What is your biggest lesson of the first year of home ownership? Wow. I'm asking as somebody who rents.
That's a good question. I would say two. The mice came faster than I thought they would. I knew we were going to get mice.
Okay.
A mouse. Well, we had only a mouse.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew because we have an older home. It was built in the early 1910, I think is what it was. I knew we were going to get a mouse. But I figured it would take like a year. Like I thought it would take 2 to 3 years. Mm. It was right away.
Mm.
And it was, knock on wood, hopefully ever won. But I didn't think it would be that quickly.
Mm.
Number two, as someone who I've discovered, I'm very impatient. Things take
just now. You just realized that.
Things take longer than I thought.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, neighbor man's like, oh, we're gonna do the attic, and then this will become our primary bedroom, and then we're gonna build a garage, and we're gonna do this, and we're gonna do that. And I, in my head, like, that's happening tomorrow.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, my head can't tell myself that that's gonna take 10 to 15 years.
Right. Well, because it's like a ton of money.
So I don't know, if you want to win me the lotto, that'd be great.
Okay, my most important question is, how many boxes have you still not unpacked?
That, don't lie, you girl.
Don't lie.
There is still one in the guest bedroom, and
what's
that's
in it?
Books.
Checks out.
Ladies, neighbor man said something to me this morning that I think would offend us all. He said I was carrying too many water bottles to work today.
Okay. Were you? I guess I didn't. You beat me here. I didn't see you with your normal load.
I don't think that there's a number that is too much.
Okay.
Because you should be able to have as many as you want. I'm the type of girl that you, like, everyone makes fun of or that they poke fun of at on social media that carries way too much crap to work. You know, like, I've got my Alani, I got, like, a water bottle, I got, maybe a coffee, maybe a soda, whatever, I got everything. Yes. And then I got a purse, I got my lunchbox, I got my backpack, I got my whole house here.
That is not an exaggeration.
Right. But I'm getting into the car, I'm loading in this, no joke, what I was loading in today, my purse, my lunchbox, my backpack, and then I had two water bottles. And he goes, I'm sorry, do you have two water bottles? And I go, yeah. Well, why do you need two?
Like, you mean your two hydro jugs?
Yeah.
Okay.
He goes, why do you need two? And I go, well, because I'll get through one of them probably around 3:30, 4 o'clock, and then I still have till 7. So I need more water. He goes, I've learned over the last, like, 2 years of dating you that you bring a lot of crap to work, and it becomes mm-hmm. more and more each year.
Mm-hmm. It's true. I don't know what it is, because we have a water fountain here. I don't know why. Because there was just water in it. I get being a multi-beverage girly, because I totally am too.
You are.
But you had two full of just water.
But I'm very particular about my water.
Okay.
And it needs to be filtered on, filtered on, filtered on, filtered.
So you're just getting needier is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can't judge
you. You're talking to a girl who likes Dasani.
Okay, well, that's not bouge. That's actually just an odd choice.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
We have an update on your tree that you really honestly kind of complained about getting put in your yard.
I sounded ungrateful, but I swear I'm very grateful. City of Marion, thank you very much for giving us a free tree. But I am going to start to sound ungrateful again. But again, I'm very grateful.
Right.
Here's where I'm going to sound ungrateful. They put it in a place that we kind of wanted to put a driveway. So I told neighbor man, he's going to have to call him and see if they can move it.
What? Like, you're going to expand your driveway you already have?
Actually, we were going to move it.
Oh, okay.
And where they put the tree is actually where we were going to put the driveway. And I'm like, you might want to say something to them. Like, hey, that's where we were going to put a driveway in a couple of years.
Uh-huh.
Do you mind moving that tree before it starts growing too tall?
You're right.
Number two. But not ungrateful. It was just move it a couple inches. Number two. The tree that they gave us, if you want to look it up, it's a river birch tree. And I laugh because they said it's for, like, shade and things. But from what I'm getting, it don't look very shady to me. It's a gorgeous tree. Again, I'm very grateful. But I'm just like, how is that very shady?
Well, because it's a baby tree, right? You're not going to get shade from it until you're, like,
dead old.
So
I know, I just look at some of the photos now and I'm like, is that really shady? I don't know.
Yeah, when it's grown up, it'll be real nice and shady, but that is not gonna look like that until
it is pretty
aren't leaving the house.
till I'm like 99. I'm like, look at my river birch now.
Probably. I don't know. I think that you should just return the tree because no matter what they do, you're going to be ungrateful.
They're going to take it away now. They're like, you know what? She was never grateful to begin with. I was, and I am. I swear. I'm very grateful. Thank you for the tree.
But also she thinks it's ugly and wants to move it. And I mean, there's a lot of buts, a lot of big buts. A lot of things I never thought I would say on the radio. And this is one of them. I walked into work today and I got put in handcuffs immediately.
And I hate to say that I got jealous.
It happened. Full disclosure, I've never been arrested before. Whether you thought so or not, I haven't. Let me put that out there.
That's hard to believe, but you know.
But I got put in handcuffs today. And I was not in on the joke. So, you know, we had our full Z102.9 DJ meeting today, and I was actually legitimately running late to work because this morning, like the 10 o'clock hour, 380 northbound was pretty backed up due to an accident. So I had sent a note to our boss and was like, hey, I'm going to be behind. Like, things are not moving here. I'm probably going to be late to this meeting. I'm so sorry. So I figure I'm going to be walking in and I'm just going to quietly join the meeting and catch up with whatever I miss. I arrive like 10 minutes late, probably. I walk into the room to be greeted by a City of Cedar Rapids police officer who says, Mrs. Taylor, you have the right to remain silent.
No. He goes, we have a warrant for your arrest.
He did. Uh-huh. I kind of blacked out because I was kind of like, what's going on?
I remember everything because you pull in and we were like, we should pretend that
I knew there was a scheme.
That she's getting arrested right now. And he's like, okay, yeah, let's do it.
Well, because he was actually here for like completely unrelated business.
He's like, but I need something that looks like a warrant. Does anybody got paper?
I didn't even put that together.
Oh, yeah. I forget who gave him the paper. But
Producer Ben, because I gave it back to him.
So somebody gave him the paper, and he hid behind the corner so that when you came in, he could be like, Miss Taylor, I have a warrant for your arrest.
Mm-hmm.
And then
I stuck my hands out because I'm like, well, I probably did something.
Taylor, that's not what you do right away, dude.
And then he cuffed me up and I was like, this is actually kind of sick. Now, I would have cried probably if it was real, but I was just so shocked. It was kind of iconic.
I got so mad because we literally just talked about this like 2 weeks ago about how this was my freaking dream, man.
Yeah.
And I'm watching you live out my dream.
I know. It was kind of awesome. I think you should live it out in a surprise way like that because I wasn't expecting it. I didn't even put my coffee down. He had to take it away from me. He was like, can you get rid of this and put your hands behind your back? I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm a first timer.
Did you say that?
I don't know. I blacked out. I was so excited.
You know, this is how a Tuesday goes in radio. Taylor started her day off in handcuffs. I started my day off admitting to accidentally committing tax fraud to a police officer.
Just a normal day around here.
Here's how the day went. Taylor was late for our normal Tuesday jock meeting that we had. And so you missed out that our CEO walks into the jock meeting with a police officer. She was having a normal meeting with a police officer.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a big fan of us and the station. So he wanted to meet us and then tell us about, you know, the meeting that they were having. And then, you know, you got you got the police officer there. You got the jocks who really don't want to have a meeting. So, of course, we're going to ask questions that we've always wanted to ask. Mm-hmm. Like, have you ever accidentally tased yourself?
Oh, has he?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah,
oh, my gosh.
Because I'm like, have you ever accidentally done that when you're like trying to put it away or, you know, as you're trying to. It's happened.
New fear unlocked.
I know. What's it like getting pepper sprayed? Because, you know, you have to do that when you're in the academy.
You have to have it done to you before you get one.
I know. Yes. Well, of course, we're asking all these questions, things like that. Here's where I was. Here's what I was dying in the meeting is because producer Ben goes, I'll get taste.
Oh, just voluntelling himself.
Ben, I don't think you can just ask to get taste, which. Don't worry, the officer didn't do it. But then you got Jaden who goes, I watch Live PD.
And?
I watch this police show. I watch this. just like, I'm dying here.
Okay, so were they like vying for a job?
I don't
Producer
know.
Ben's like, I'll get tased so you can give me a taser. And Jaden is like, I watch live PD, so let me make an arrest. I appreciate the,
I know.
The gusto.
I know. I was like, it's like, I appreciated her being like, I like why she even goes, I go to sleep watching live PD.
Big fan of your work. Like, what? We have put out an SOS for some ideas of what to do with the Z102.9 hole in the wall. Quick backstory. This studio actually has been remodeled in the last 5 years. I think we've decided. Super nice studio. We have fancy, high-techy things, a big, cool yellow desk. What color was this room before? Like a nasty green?
It was a nasty green.
So some fresh paint up in here. The one thing that was forgotten when they put the room back together because it was tore up was a doorstop. Meaning the door gets swung open, the handle has busted a bit of a hole in the wall. And it's been like that for years, probably. Mm-hmm. There's a doorstop now, so it stopped getting larger. And not many people notice it because it is behind the door, but we look at it all day, every day. And we're finally to the point that we're like, we got to do something with it. Put something in there, decorate it, disguise it, but we need some ideas. So there is a picture of the hole on the Z102.9 Facebook page. You can chime in with your ideas. The more unhinged, the better. I'd like to bring some to the table.
Okay.
If you don't mind. Brian said, you can always hang something in front of it. Or have a random clock. That could be a conversation starter.
Okay.
I like that. I feel like that's a simple fix, is to just cover it up. But I feel like we would have to find a pretty cool clock to put over that. Daniel said, be creative and paint a mural around it. Let's see your artistic abilities.
Ooh.
I love the idea. I don't think we're going to get authorized to paint on that wall. Because the whole point of the studio remodel was to be classy. You know? So I don't know about that. My mom actually commented, I really like this. It's like a tiny door. We put a little tiny door so it looks like it opens into like a tiny little fairy world or something.
Yes.
A little mouse world.
Yes.
And the picture has like a little plant and a little window. So it's like the opening to a little universe, maybe.
That would be cute.
I think that would be kind of fun. And then my favorite, I'm not going to lie, I don't know how we'd pull it off, but Chris suggested to get a Hulk hand punching out of it. Like the Hulk is punching through the wall.
We do have a Hulk hand.
Do we serious?
Yeah, I'm 99.9% positive we have a Hulk hand. Don't ask questions.
What are we doing? I need you to go show me right now.
I'm pretty positive we have a Hulk hand. Yeah, it'd be big enough. We might need to make the hole bigger, and I am more than happy to punch that. I have some anger.
Okay, well, don't say that. Nobody needs to know that we made it bigger.
Okay, we've been talking about this hole that we have in our wall in the Z102.9 studio. If you want to see the hole, check out our Z102.9 Facebook page. We kind of need some ideas on how to fix, well, not really to fix the hole, but more like how to make it look better is the best way.
We're trying to beautify it.
Do we stuff it with, like, I don't know, a bear, or do we paint around it to kind of distract the hole in the wall? Because the studio is really, really nice. It's the hole that's the eyesore in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
But you were just going over some suggestions that were made on our Facebook page. And as you were going over them, my mind starts to wander. And it goes completely away from all the suggestions. And my mind starts to think about something else. I don't remember where this bathroom is at. I would maybe guess Vegas. I really have no idea, but I know it's in a gas station. Have you ever seen the TikTok videos where there's a gas station and if you hit the red button, drops down a disco ball, and I forget what song plays, but they tell you not to press the red button, but people do it anyways. Imagine this. We have an engineer, and he loves to tinker, okay?
Yeah.
What if we keep the hole in there, but we put a sign next to it that says, don't put your finger in the wall, okay? But people are going to do it anyways because people love to not follow directions.
Of course.
And then when they put their finger in their wall, there's going to be a button. They're going to press the button. Drops down something. I don't know. maybe lights or something. And then Crazy Frog starts to play. What do you think?
So random. I don't hate it.
Like, we just go completely unhinged.
When are we going to do this when there's people doing radio in here at all times of the day?
I mean, I don't mind it interrupting our show.
Oh, okay.
I mean, the morning scramble, maybe not. But we're cool, so I would be fine doing this.
Okay.
I would be pressing that button all the time just to annoy the crap out of
you. Yeah. I don't know if you're going to get the approval on the disco ball budge, but I think you could present it. Yeah. Can we just talk about the difference of your man coming home to you after he has a long day, and then the difference of you coming home to guys just being dudes? I know your boyfriend, neighbor man, also has Mondays off, like my boyfriend, Curly. And every week that Monday rolls around that I get home from work, I think, what do you do all day? Because I got home last night to him being the most dudish dude. He's downstairs on the new recliner. He's video gaming in his undies with a fuzzy blankie. And there's a gallon of chocolate milk sitting on the floor next to the couch. And I'm like, did you eat today? Or did you just chug a half gallon of chocolate milk? What are you doing? Mm-hmm. Have you showered? Like, what's going on? Whereas I feel like if he comes home to me after he's been at work, he's been at work and I've been home, I'm like, I have a face mask on and I'm like painting my nails. It's not the same.
The same thing has happened to me where I come home and I see on his gaming desk, there'll be just crap everywhere. It's like 3 cans of soda or maybe it's like a can or two of soda and then like 3 energy drinks. Okay, that's maybe dramatic, but you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just like odd food, like he ate flour or, you know, maybe a
what?
I'm being serious. Like, it's random food that he's ate.
Is he actually eating flour? Because that's concerning.
No, but it is things like that.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen granola, nothing else, and he just ate granola.
He's just eating ingredients.
Yes!
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't be shocked if there was flour or I just come up there and there's condiments.
I would be confused by that. Or if he's just eating plain ketchup, then we have a problem.
I wouldn't be shocked if there's just mustard up there.
Well, gross. I hope not. I'm
telling you, one day there will be.
I'm keeping my eye out. And I'm really watching out for the flour because that's disturbing.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
We got to talk about the viral parenting hack that may also be of use to your mans.
Go on. He needs babied.
And sometimes they do, okay? That's just how life is.
Till he learns to shut the shower curtain after a shower, that I have said more than 100 times.
Yes. Sometimes you're like, I feel like your mom right now. And maybe sometimes we need to tap into the parenting hacks onto our own partners and see how they work. So I actually saw this as the parenting tip first on TikTok, which is weird because I don't have kids, nor do I know anything about like parenting methods. But I saw it as parents who have toddlers and they're having like a toddler tantrum, right? It happens where it's just you can't get the toddler to stop crying or screaming.
Well, why do I feel like we're going to be talking about me?
Well, we might be. I guess we might. But to get them out of the toddler tantrum, the parent goes, Jessica, Jessica. They start yelling out for Jessica. And that will, I guess, confuse the toddler. It'll distract them. So then the toddler tantrum ends up stopping. Because they're like, well, what are you, who's Jessica? What? Where? And then it ends the toddler tantrum. I've now seen this. Last night, I think I saw 6 videos of women posting saying, I'm trying the Jessica method on my mans. They're either like rage baiting them on purpose, being like, hey babe, I know that you just got the car like detailed, but I hit a curb and there's now a dent, and they let him go off. He's angry, and then you start going, Jessica, hey Jessica, can you come in here? And they get so confused they forget they were even mad.
So we're
distracting,
but we're saying the name Jessica even though the name is not Jessica.
Correct. I don't know why. I don't know who picked Jessica, but it is. That's the one that I've been seeing. It's always Jessica. It's the Jessica method. So I don't know if you can, like,
dude, you know,
use this.
I think this would work on Neighbor Man, but I'm telling you, I'm so psycho that I don't think it would work on me.
Well, you'd be like, who is she?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, who's Jessica? What is this, your side chick?
Oh, my God. Well, can we pick a different name, maybe?
What, you going to bring her over here? Because I want to talk to her. Bring her over here right now. Call her up. Like, I think
what about, like, Elmo or something happier?
See, now that's where you could get me. If you start bringing up things that I like, you bring up, like, Post Malone, that's where you can get me. See, now that's what you need to be doing.
Okay.
Now I am distracted.
Okay, noted. I'm going to use it on you.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I swear to God, is my friend, if you are not on my side in this argument between me and Neighbor Man, I don't know. I feel like the show is over. not to be dramatic.
Okay.
But like,
no pressure.
Them girls in the afternoon are done, right? But the question is, to be overheated or to not be over... This is not going well. To be overheated or to not be overheated.
Uh-huh.
Right. Neighbor Man made a deal with me over the winter. He said, either this winter, we'll heat the house really, really nice,
mm-hmm.
and we'll be toasty and warm. But then that means in the summertime, you got to deal with being, like, hot, because then we're not going to use the air conditioning that much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Or we don't heat the house that much this winter, and you deal with being really cold, and then in the winter, and then in the summertime, we'll air condition more. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Finding a way to save money, basically.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I said, fine. I can't stand being hot. When I'm hot, I'm cranky.
Mm.
More like I'm Satan, okay? I'm not nice. I'll admit it. I'm a word I can't say on the radio.
Okay.
So I dealt with being freezing freaking cold, okay? I was so cold in the winter.
What's the temp we're talking?
We had the house at 55, 56.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I dealt with it.
Cold.
Yeah, yeah. No, I dealt with it. Like, to the point that, like, I wouldn't doubt that our pipes could have froze. Like, it was so cold in our house. But I dealt with it because he promised me if I dealt with the cold in the winter, it would be cold in the summer.
Right.
So last night, we come home, and by golly, that house felt like it was 120 degrees. Mm. Like, it felt like a toaster oven or
Dude,
something.
That humidity, it gets it going quick.
It was so hot. And I was dying, and I said, can we please turn on the air conditioning? He goes, no.
Oh.
He goes, babe, I just don't think now's the time. We got to wait till it's, like, more summertime. Now's not the time, just because, like, it's that time of the year where we're going to be turning on the heat some days and the air conditioning some days. Like, tomorrow will be, you know, heat. Today's cool. Like, it's just, it's not really good for our air conditioning. So I think you just need to suck it up.
Mm.
So I had to strip naked right then and there.
Oh, my God.
In the kitchen, because I was dying. I feel like he broke the promise. You promised me if I dealt with that cold in the winter, I would be blessed this time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Who's right? Who's wrong?
Well, he did break point blank, period.
Thank
he did
you.
Break the promise.
Thank you.
I'm with you that if I had to pick, that I would choose to have the AC on in the summer and be a little chilly in the winter, because you can heat a blankie. You can turn a fireplace on if you have that, or like run the oven, or there's ways to stay warm. Whereas in the summertime, if it's hot in the house, there's very little you can do for like any sort of relief. I think if he's going to be that way, if you can find me that way, then he can pay for all of the repercussions. And I mean by that, he can wash the bed sheets every night when they are soaked in your nasty, nasty sweat.
Mm-hmm.
He can buy the hair products to help tame your stringy, greasy hair.
Yes.
Buy
me a pool.
Yeah, I feel like if you're going to be that way, then you got to kind of like pay up and make it easier to deal with, I guess.
Because no, I agree.
If you're hot and perhaps ice cream. Because you're going to be cranky.
Night. Every night.
Some sort of medication to calm you down. A sedative, perhaps. I don't know.
And lots of booze, because I'm going to need it to get me through these hot nights.
And at that point, he's going to spend enough money to go, well, shoot, I should have just turned on the freaking AC.
Yep, you should have.
Yep. I saw something so curious on the floor at the gym last night that I couldn't help but wonder, who left this here? And what is your story? Because me and my boyfriend Curly, we were working out together, doing a little leg day, and we were on the lying hamstring curl machine where you like lie.
What is that?
You like lie on your chest and your belly, and then you put your legs under a thing and you curl them up behind
you.
Oh,
okay. Okay.
That. So your face is looking at the ground.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he goes first and he gets up and he goes, look at what's on the floor right in front of the weights right there. So I get down there. None other than a Flamin' Hot Cheeto. Just one lone Flamin' Hot Cheeto on the lying hamstring curl machine. Just on the floor, forgotten. And then I got to thinking, why? Why? Who had the Flamin' Hot Cheeto? Was it in your pocket? Were you eating a snack throughout the gym? Because I do think that is prohibited. I'm pretty sure there's rules saying that you can't like walk around with a snack. I know there's a lot of people who wear backpacks around. Maybe they had a loose open bag of Flamin' Hot Cheetos and they came flying out of the backpack. I don't know.
So I looked it up. I said, what benefits are there for eating hot Cheetos while working out? Oh. I'm like, maybe there's benefits and I don't know.
Is it like a pre-workout I didn't know about?
Short answer, basically none.
Oh, well, geez, you got me excited.
None for performance and actually a few downsides.
Well, yeah, like bubble guts. I couldn't be me, but good for you.
I was not expecting you to say that. Because my only thought was like, I actually didn't know for a while. Don't hate on me. Don't hate on me. Do not hate on me. I had made fun. I would never say it out loud, but you always like poke fun at people in your brain, right? You're like, why aren't they doing that, right?
Yeah.
But for a while, when I first started at the gym, I always kind of like poked fun at, again, in my head, never said it out loud, at people for wearing sneakers in the gym. I'm like, why would you wear sneakers? But I didn't know that that's actually really good for you.
Oh, like Converse or like flat shoes.
Yeah. But it's actually really good when you weightlift or whatever to be more flat foot.
Mm-hmm.
So then I was like, well, maybe there's benefits to eating hot Cheetos. And I didn't know. That's why I just Google searched it. Because I was like, maybe I'm a dumb idiot who doesn't know something. I'm not a dumb idiot. There's no benefits to it. But I don't know. I have no idea for that one.
Okay. Well, the mystery continues. Did they have bubble guts? Did they?
This is so weird because how funny was it that we had the whizzing sauna bandit last week at my gym?
Yeah.
And now you have, well, what do we call this one? Bubble guts. What did you call it?
bubble guts. Well, I don't know. Is there going to be other snacks hidden about that I'm like, ooh, I wouldn't eat that before going to the gym, like eggs or something?
Wait a minute. Okay, it's funny you say hidden snacks. In my gym, they're hiding things right now. They're hiding little trinkets in the gym. And if you find it, you go into a drawing for a prize. Maybe just...
I'm sorry. What, did I leave a trinket behind? Is my gym doing the same thing?
That's what I'm saying. Maybe the hot Cheeto was a trinket. You could have won a grand freaking prize.
I should have picked it up, dang it.
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
Last night I did my taxes, and normally when I would do them, well, I wouldn't do them. My dad would do them. Correct. And he would also pay the fee to do them. He doesn't do them anymore. And he doesn't pay the fee. So that kind of inspired tonight's trivia question. 19% of parents still pay this bill for their adult children. What is it? Now, if you'd like to stay anonymous because you don't want your parents to hear, because you'd still like to get away with it, we respect you. We are here for you.
Yeah, maybe they don't realize that you're like still on that phone situation. Plan. Yeah, maybe, perhaps. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
19% of parents still pay this bill for their adult children. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9. We see what you're texting for Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
We're talking about those things that your parents still pay for you, even though you're an adult. Taylor's
I'm
like,
just a baby.
Taylor's like, shut up. I know they listen.
Well, yeah, because some of it, for some people, it, goes under the rug a little bit until they realize, now, wait a minute. Why are you still on this?
Hold on. I haven't been paying attention that much. I should have been paying attention.
Yeah.
19% of parents still pay this bill for their adult children. What is it?
You can still text in your guest to 319-200-1029, but so far, Amy said the phone bill.
I feel like that one is kind of nice, to be honest with you, because I hear like a lot of the times it's like four, you know, some odd deal.
Versus it's cheaper.
One or two, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that is, I am still on my family's phone plan for that exact reason, where they're like, well, it's cheaper if you stay on, so I suppose we'll have you.
Oh, so you don't even care that they heard that?
No. I think that, Mom, I love you.
Keep me on, please.
What do you mean? No. I think I'm okay.
At that point, I'm like, I'll add the cousin or I'll add the next door neighbor. Yeah. Whatever I can do to keep the price down, you know?
Yeah.
98.34 said car insurance. That's another thing, too, because I've noticed, like, with the car insurance I have, adding neighbor man to it, it was like, they were like, dude, actually, it'll be free at that point. If you had
really?
Yes. They were like, if you had neighbor man at that point, technically, it's free. And I was like, Erin.
They're just that excited about it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, can I add my cousin?
Yeah, right. Do you have to have any sort of relation at all?
I know.
I
was like, keep adding. They talked me into so much. I have deer insurance, don't I?
Okay. All right. David said they still pay for Netflix.
Okay, it's funny because I was just complaining about how my dad doesn't pay for anything. And I know he listens to the podcast, so he'll hear this later. But he do be paying for the streaming services and things. I think he gets me Paramount. And I think like HBO.
Oh, see, I just had to sign up for my own HBO
really?
Literally last night. Because they be cracking down like Netflix. Ugh. It's so bull crap.
I know. Like, Netflix, you ruined it. I can't be friends with my parents anymore because of you. And Disney. I separated from them too because my dad wanted like ads or something.
I think HBO was the last one. It was actually my sister's account that we were all logged into. That was the last one that I had to get on my own because it just booted everybody out and your girl needed to watch Euphoria.
You know what? Streaming services, you're breaking families up left and right.
Seriously. It's like cruel.
I know. 19% of parents still pay this bill for their adult children. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029. And the answer is coming up in two songs.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding.
It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
Question tonight, 19% of parents still pay this bill for their adult children. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
groceries. 19% of parents still pay for that bill for their adult children. Dad.
Dad.
That'd be nice.
Dad.
Are you listening? That's a bill that I would love to get paid for.
Oh, that'd be real nice.
I'm like, they don't give me... my parents don't get me like gift cards or anything for Christmas anymore, but I'm like, hey, I'll take a gift card for groceries.
Can you imagine if they're like, okay, groceries on us?
Oh,
I'd be eating the bougiest of the bougie.
That's like, what I'm saying.
Suddenly I'm having lobster tail and crab legs and filet mignon.
Not even just that. I'm going to start getting myself name brand. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I'm not getting, you know, like Rice Krispie treats. I'm getting the actual Rice Krispie Treat brand. I'm not getting...
not the Rice Krusties.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.